This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Hour number two, noon on a Happy Hour Friday. Haven't gotten a single picture of anything people are drinking. Haven't asked yet either. Sorry about that. Send us a picture of whatever you're drinking at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out. Simple as that. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Of course, get back into the Falcons matchup against the Broncos on Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get a little bit into the Thursday night matchup from last night and then preview as many of the other games as we can on Sunday. College Football Corner in about 20 minutes. Spend some more time on the Georgia-Tennessee game. And then try to get to some of these other ones also. Just not a huge slate of marquee games this Saturday, unfortunately, which gives Georgia and Tennessee even more of the attention.
Yeah. You know?
They get even more of the coverage and all of that. And then we'll make some picks against the spread and play some Sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
I wonder how, because I see Pat's up there. Mac, they're up at, obviously, game day's at Athens tomorrow, so he does a show usually from the place. And last time, I think they called a game, he dissed Georgia because – I guess the chant that they look who's coming down.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
He did that, and then he picked Alabama.
Because
people still are mad at him because they think he got David Pollack fired and everything like that. So I'm curious to see how the reception is for him tomorrow.
I think he'll get booed.
I think he will.
Yeah, I think a lot of Georgia fans decided where they stand on Pat McAfee.
And, yeah.
Who's the guest picker? Did we see?
Oh yeah, Cody Rhodes.
Oh,
he went to Georgia. We ain't got no other golfers or nothing?
No, so look, this is actually a great pick.
Why?
Because WWE is huge right now. Cody Rhodes is the biggest name in WWE right now.
Oh, my God.
No, it really
it's a big
great pick.
Deal for who? Not Georgia.
Is he a Georgia guy?
Is he a Georgia guy? Georgia guy.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Oh, he is.
Okay,
he lives here, yeah.
I know, but
there's plenty of people that live here.
I live here. I know, but I'm not.
Yeah, there's plenty of people live here.
Bad example, but you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, we ain't got another golfer or nothing?
The reach that Cody Rhodes will have will match any golfer that you would have ever put on, minus maybe Tiger Woods. I'm telling, like, look, you're laughing on the inside, but look.
No, I'm not.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing on the outside.
He will bring people's eyeballs to the TV set. I'm telling you.
I'm laughing on the outside.
No, I think you're probably right.
It doesn't matter one way or the other.
No, it really doesn't. But there are people that will tune in to see Cody Rhodes make picks that wouldn't have tuned in otherwise.
It doesn't really matter.
Plus, with McAfee being on there too.
I just like the tie-in. I'm always like, oh, what's the tie-in?
Yeah,
like,
this is more anything.
He's
me.
Just a big name guy that lives in Georgia, or like,
oh, he's a huge Georgia fan.
Oh, he is.
I'm not sure if he went to college. I'm pretty sure he got into wrestling as soon as he got out of high school.
Let me see here, because he's got a Wikipedia page. It's mostly
a pretty well known Georgia fan.
Went to Lassiter High School.
Yes.
He went to Penn State actually. Went to Penn State University.
Huh. Yeah, big Georgia fan.
Yes.
Big Georgia guy.
Anyway, that's who the guest picker is going to be on Saturday.
I'm not doubting. I know he's a – I mean, hell, I love his grandpops. He was the American Dream.
Is he seriously Dusty Rhodes' grandson?
Yeah. That's his dad.
Oh, his dad. He's Dusty Rhodes' son.
He's Dusty's son.
Why did I think he was Gold Dust's son? And Dusty
they're brothers.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, Dusty.
Dustin and Cody are brothers.
How long? How old is he?
Dustin or Cody?
Cody.
Cody's probably 40. Dustin's in his 50s.
Okay. 39. Good guess.
Okay, I'm thinking he's younger than that. Okay, never mind. I stopped watching wrestling so long ago. But, Penn State guy doing –
I didn't know he was Dusty Rhodes' son. That's enough for me.
I thought it was his granddad. I did. Yeah. I honestly thought that was his grandpa's. I really, really did. Way to go, Dusty.
Every single time, it's not a slight. It's just true. Every single time Bo tells us something about wrestling, I'm learning. Because I don't know anything about it.
I stopped watching.
I genuinely have never seen this guy do anything in wrestling. Because I've never watched it. And I'm not anti-wrestling. People like it, and that's great. More stuff for people to like is awesome.
Don't wear the belt around your waist.
But I just genuinely...
Oh, he'll bring it.
Know nothing about
he'll bring
it.
No, we're not talking about him.
We're
talking about other people?
We had a big thing about this, Bo.
If you're a guy.
We had a big thing before you got here, Bo.
If you're just a guy life.
No, we've had that discussion since I've been here. I thought you were talking about Cody,
but it's part before you got here, and I got a lot of grown men that wear belts around their waist in the Philly. A lot of guys.
Are you coming off that take?
Hell no.
Okay.
That take and grown men with gloves at the ballpark will never come off of it. and a jersey with your last name on it will never come off of it.
What's wrong with that?
Never come off
of it. Just don't tuck it in. That's my
never come
with the jersey. Wear whatever jersey you want. Just don't tuck
any
it in.
Jersey,
never,
please.
Never come off
unless
of
you're taking the field with pads on.
You know, unless you might get fined for not doing it.
Yeah. If you're a baseball player, tuck your jersey in. But if you're just going to the game, probably just leave that thing hanging out. You know what I mean?
The jersey under the college shirt.
That's one of the worst looks. Yeah. Yep.
Oh. And most of the rich people do that.
It is only rich people.
Yeah, rich people do that.
Because who wears a collared shirt, like a buttoned-up collared shirt, you know, with like a starch collar and all that and a tie, to a sporting event?
Yeah.
Rich people.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what it is.
They do that.
Yeah. Man. Act like the rest of us, all right? Act like normal. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Broncos defense, most specifically Patrick Surtain.
You never want to really compare those guys because, somebody could take it as disrespect, but you always compare those guys to the people that you coach with the elite skill sets that he has. And then, obviously, Jalen was obviously – always comes to mind when it comes to that stuff. The only thing that I didn't see him do that Jalen does is move inside and play some of the nickel stuff, just like AJ and all those type of guys. You know, AJ, you gave comparisons to all the different people that were playing at a high level and doing some elite things at the time, but it's always hard to compare them. You know, just don't do the exact same things. You don't get a chance to coach them. But
well done, coach.
From afar, he looked like he was doing a lot of the Jalen type things, particularly when we were playing in the same defenses when he's being coached by Ejiro out there. And he was doing some of the things that we're having Jalen do other than go inside.
That was the one thing that Rod talked about, like the familiarity. They know each other. Mm-hmm. And this dude is one of the most underrated coaches. He's one of them dudes that needs to be a head coach soon.
And seems like he probably will.
Yeah,
he was in the cycle last time,
he needs to be a head coach soon, man. And so when you look at them defensively, they got really good players. Obviously, Lil Pat is the best player on their – I think he's the best player on their team.
Yes.
And so when you go there – and that's why we were talking going back and forth yesterday. I heard Gras say this morning that because he's calling the game or whatever, he said the key matchup of the game was going to be Drake London versus Pat. Mm. Now, he's going to guard Drake. I wonder how much they're going to put him on Moody too.
Yeah.
Because Moody, he's been everything that we kind of thought that he was going to be.
He's been better than I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't know he could do all this stuff.
I knew he could route folks up.
I knew he was a really good player.
I knew he could route people up.
I didn't
up.
Know how much of his – it's not even really a regression. I didn't know how much of his stats going down the last couple of years were just flat out due to bad quarterback.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was bad.
Oh.
But I just didn't – because – like, I don't know, like, I wasn't watching the Bears that close, especially as they got worse.
Yeah.
Like, you see him make a play or two, but I wasn't watching it like this.
Right.
I didn't know he could do this. When they signed him, I was like, okay, great. I know who that is.
Right.
He's a nice young player. Seems kind of like a lot. Right, whatever.
30?
Whatever. Yeah. No. Great. Yeah. Bargain. Like, yeah. That dude's been incredible for the Falcons.
But the biggest thing the Falcons got to do is they got to stay on schedule, first of all. But they got to be able to do both. They got to be able to run the football and allow Kirk Cousins some time to get the ball down the field into the intermediate routes. I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a big game. These linebackers cannot cover Kyle Pitts. They have nobody that can match up with this dude. I think Kyle needs to go. And it's one of the things where we talked maybe a couple weeks ago, Bunk, getting him early.
Yeah.
Hitting him with some shots early.
And get it in his hands with space to run.
Yes.
Like, that's a get the ball out of your hand quick thing for Kirk, right, too, which helps against the pass rush. Now, it feels like a big Kyle Pitts game. It feels like a big Bijan game. Yeah. Maybe Bijan gets going early because, again, a little hint at some keys to the game, which we'll get to in about an hour. Falcons have not been good in the first quarter offensively or defensively.
Yep.
It'd be a good week to start that. So,
start fast.
Yeah, we'll get back into all that in the 1 o'clock hour, of course, as Falcons take on the Broncos on Sunday afternoon. Week 11 started last night, and this guy kept being awesome, as he has all year.
Hurts under center. He goes with a pitch to Barkley. Barkley across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
He was so good last night. He was so catching the ball, a little dump-off pass. I mean, he was just outstanding yesterday, Andy, and they needed it.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Jalen goes down with the concussion but comes back. But Saquon, I mean, Saquon's really good. He was really good before he got there. But he's special when he got other good players around
him,
man.
He's actually he's got receivers. He's got a quarterback.
Yes.
They've got a tight end. They've got an offensive line. They've got a defense that's playing really well right now.
Them youngins, and I know I love my dogs. First of all, Jalen Carter, unbelievable. The way they were able to, they made Jalen Daniels so uncomfortable last night.
Yep.
So uncomfortable. It was in his face the whole night. And, like, why did Cliff and Dan go away? They could not stop the run. I'm talking about the Eagles. They were getting bashed last night. They were running pony formation with two running backs last night, and they were just punishing them, and they went away from it. And just like we were talking about yesterday, Dan Quinn got cute. Take the freaking point.
Yeah, they're down two in the fourth with like 5 minutes left, right? They decide to go for it. They don't get it. The whole momentum of the game switched. I mean, I think Saquon touched the ball twice in the next 2 minutes and had two touchdowns because they intercepted the ball in between. They would have been up 13-12, and who knows? Maybe they still lose. Maybe Saquon still does what he does, and Jaden still throws that interception, and the game goes similarly down the stretch, but maybe not. maybe it doesn't. Maybe the momentum stays with you, or at least it stays even. But, yeah, man, I don't know.
And then why that play? Why take the ball off? Why put him in? I mean, I'm not what about him under center, but why pull the guard? Why pull? You know what I mean? They got too cute.
I don't know. They did. They did, and they didn't get it, and that was it. It's kind of fun to see how all of these big-name moves that were made in the offseason are actually working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Saquon Barkley with the Eagles, he's not going to win the MVP because running backs don't win the MVP, and Lamar's doing what he's doing. But he should be in consideration.
Yeah.
Like, Saquon Barkley is incredible.
He's playing well, man.
Same thing with Derrick Henry.
Yes.
And it's like when the moves happened, it was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I think that's going to work out. It really, really has. Like, if the Eagles didn't have Saquon Barkley, I don't know where they'd be.
No. Exactly. I mean,
they're 8-2. I don't know where they'd be. 6-4, maybe?
Their previous 2 years, both of the running backs were Pro Bowl running backs.
Uh-huh.
We talk about Sanders, Swift, and now Saquon. They're not him.
No.
They're not him.
No. It's him and Henry and
– yeah.
Everybody else afterwards.
Yeah, they're not here.
And I think Bijan's in that next group afterwards, and hopefully he can get into that top tier. But, yeah, man, they are. They're very special players. All right. There's some other big games this weekend.
Yeah, man. You look at, Pittsburgh, Baltimore going to Pittsburgh. They won three in a row since – I mean, actually they won four in a row, but three with Russ playing really well, going against Baltimore, where I didn't know – Lamar plays really bad against them.
Mm-hmm.
Plays really bad against them. Can Russ keep this magic going? We know we hang out all night with Art. You know, and their wives have to ask them where they are. Can they hurry up and get home? And those things. And then, of course, Kansas City going to Buffalo. Buffalo's banged up.
They are.
Buffalo, and I'm talking about banged up. Kincaid might be out.
Yeah.
The young receiver from Florida State might be out.
Yeah, Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman, he might be out. I think the Chiefs win.
You do?
Comfortably.
I think, oh, really? Yeah. I think the Chiefs get got.
You think so?
Yeah. I think this is the one.
Really?
They've just been asking for it, man.
Yeah, they've
been asking for it all year.
Yeah.
They're incredible, and they might win the Super Bowl. But somebody's going to beat them eventually.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Buffalo's really good.
It's
in New York.
It's in Buffalo,
you know?
But if they were foolish, I don't know, man. I don't know because of all the injuries to the skill position players. I don't know if I can go there.
Awesome game, though.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go there. And there's no other good ones. I mean, obviously, Jets. Anthony Richardson is back.
I think the Bengals-Chargers are going to be fun on Sunday night.
It's going to be a good one because Joe Burrow and everything like that. It could be a good one right there, but Chargers, I think Chargers got too much.
Chargers defense is off,
and they want to just beat the hell out of you.
Yep.
But beat the ever-living hell out of you.
That's another off-season acquisition that's worked out exactly like you thought it was going to with Harbaugh.
Beat the hell out of you.
You bring Jim Harbaugh in as a coach. Yes. The team's just immediately going to be fundamentally sound. They're going to play really good defense. They're going to run the football.
And beat the hell
out of
you.
And it's just not going to be fun. The Bengals are like, God, this is going to be a painful 60 minutes.
You know what, man? They're built like a Northeast Ohio team, like a Cleveland team, but they play in Los Angeles with a ragged-ass fan base.
Well, just everywhere he goes,
they're going to be more Bengal fans than Charger fans in this game, which is –
because there's not a lot of Bengals fans.
And there's not a lot of Chargers fans.
Those are probably cheap tickets.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You get in the building pretty cheap. Tickets as low as $42.
Yes.
That's the lowest one I've seen. $42 to get in.
Yeah, that's low bowl.
Chiefs-Bills, $210. Broncos-Falcons, $71.
Okay.
Lowest, dang, Ravens-Steelers, $244.
Believe it.
Cheapest ticket to get in. Oh, no, never mind. Colts-Jets, you could get in for $24.
There they go. There's Fireman Ed.
Oh, no, never mind. Browns-Saints, you could get in for $17.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That is
$17.
That's awful.
All right. We'll come back.
$17. You can pay with change. You can pay with ashtray change.
Like, you could really just pay with quarters. Yeah. Just show up, slide it across the.
Yeah, man. You can play with ashtray change.
I'd like to see Jameis play against the Saints coming up. Former team rivalry.
Does Jameis get a tribute video?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole video should just be him answering questions about them not taking the victory formation last year.
That would be fantastic.
It's one of the great moments. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner, Georgia-Tennessee, and as many of the other games, things we can say about these not-so-great matchups as we can on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you think we regret that?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Send us pictures or whatever it is you might be drinking now or later to us on Twitter at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. We're 0 for the day so far, by the way, so whoever does it first, you're the first one. You'll get a quick shout-out. We'll get to a college football corner coming up in just a couple of minutes. Picks against the spread as well as Sports Jeopardy in 20 minutes from now as well. And then about an hour away from Falcons' keys to a victory over the Broncos as we will get back into that one and tell you what it's going to take for the Falcons to go to Mile High and get the win on Sunday, get to the bye at 7-4. Get a little rest, and then get ready for a pretty tough home stretch of the season as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the South Andy is wrapped up for the Falcons, mm-hmm. pretty much. I do.
Yep.
But they got to find a way to win some games out there for seeding and everything like that. But, yeah, you go in there and handle your business, which I think the Falcons should. No, I'm not going to say that. I hope they will go in there and handle their business and win this football game. Don't, you know, my biggest thing, because we know this. We know Sean Payton got, he got, you know what, for the Falcons. We know this. We saw him already clap back at a player for the Panthers talking about them play better if you're trying to run the score up. Don't let him get like that. Don't let him get that with that fist pumping and all that other crap that he likes to do.
That terrible face.
That terrible face and everything that he likes to have when he knows that he's
stupid,
kicking it. Because it only comes around when he's kicking the Falcons' ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he's got like a great things aren't going well face. Like, yes. It's very funny to look at him befuddled, angry at his player's face. Yes. Yeah, but when he's got it rolling and he's sticking it to a team, most notably the Falcons. Yeah, God. Most punchable face in NFL coaching.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Sirianni's right up there, though, too.
Yeah.
Boy, is that guy's face just not great.
He wants to blow it so bad, man.
Yep.
He wants to blow it so bad.
There he is right there on TV. Yeah. Look at that face.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But he didn't blow like – he was taking points last night, Bunk.
He was, yeah.
And the damn kicker was just missing.
Yeah.
He was taking points and everything like that, and the kicker was just – that's why I tweeted out, my apologies, Nick. I didn't know it was this bad. Come back over 2-2.
No, I mean, that's
– he was shanking it, too.
That's the last thing these coaches – like, exactly, that's one of my takeaways from last weekend was Raheem was finally deciding to take the points.
Yeah.
Like, Raheem was giving – you know, giving us what we wanted, and Koo was like, nah, don't do that ever again. Never take the points. Go for it on 4th and 14 in your own territory. Who cares?
Yeah,
who never take the points.
Who gives a damn, man?
Don't
just take
punt.
The points and
don't
go
punt, don't kick field goals. Go for it.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like, too. I was like, damn, Nick, I'm always talking about going for points, and you blowing it, and why did you kick a field goal? I see now.
Yeah.
Your kicker is weak-hearted. Tender-hearted-ass kickers. Nothing worse. Tender-hearted-ass kickers.
What kind of heart do you want your kicker to have?
I need to have a hard heart.
Yeah, hard heart.
All right, I need you to have one.
What's Youngway's heart? Like,
I need you to have a heart that don't pump blood. Pumps iron.
Or ice water.
You know what I'm saying? No. That's too cold. I need to pump iron.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That means that you can't be flapped. You know,
unflappable.
I need you to have that.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a flappable kicker.
Yeah, I need you to have that Oldsmobile iron where you can run through a whole building, the car not do anything, like it don't even make a scratch.
Sure.
That's what I need.
Okay.
All right, I need that. I need that.
That's a lot from a kicker.
Yeah, no. Especially considering that, you know.
They're not running through anything else.
Yeah, considering that you're a good golfer.
I love
practice.
When Joe said that yesterday about Youngway Koo, I was like, that's the last thing you should ever say to Randy about a kicker because you know they got the time on their hands.
Yeah,
I bet he's a good. A lot of kickers are oftentimes good golfers.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Good
and it's a similar motion.
Whatever,
you know?
Man. They're good. Kickers ain't nothing good. You know what the phrase, man. Kickers ain't nothing good for them real estate and tax advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever.
Golf partners.
Whatever, man.
And steel hearts or iron.
Iron heart. Iron hearted coup.
Yeah, iron. That's what we need.
Because he's going to have opportunity Saturday, Sunday.
100%.
I would not be surprised.
Youngway Koo.
I would not be surprised.
Will win or lose the game for the Falcons.
I would
on
not be surprised, 100%. Andy, if the first ever time they have an opportunity to score, and it's a field goal. Say they drive down, get stopped at 13, which is more likely unhappy to the Falcons.
Well,
on the opening
they'd
drive.
Have to drive in
exactly.
The first quarter in the
exactly.
First place.
He's going to have an opportunity to put the Falcons on the board first.
Youngway Koo will absolutely kick 2 or 3 field goals
yes.
on Sunday. And if it's 2, great, because that means they actually finish drives.
Right.
The more field goal opportunities he has, the less they're finishing drives.
Unless they're extra points.
Well, yeah, he's fine on those.
Yeah.
He's been, except for in the preseason. But he's been fine on those in the regular season. He made his extra points on Sunday. It was the field goals that he missed that cost him the game. But look, I mean, we know what it is. The Falcons are going to be in a 1-score game, most likely,
yes.
Against the Broncos. And 1-score games are decided by the most slim of margins. So you're going to have to make your kicks. And of course, I mean, it's going to come down to him needing to make his field goals on Sunday. Just got to believe that he will. It's another one of these things we're just talking ourselves into it because we want to.
Might
right?
too.
It has to happen because I need it to happen.
I need
All
to
right,
happen.
Let's get to a
go
college football
game.
Corner.
Go win the game.
It's college football corner.
All right. And I know we'll spend a bit more time on this at 1 o'clock as well. Get some of the Kirby Smart audio in here. Great conversation with Rodney DeBalse at UGASports.com. We always catch up with him on Fridays at 11:40 to preview the game. A lot of good thoughts. And as we tried to dig into the advantages that Georgia has, you know, the main things he was listed were non-football stuff. I mean, it's football stuff, but it's not like they got this player who's better than this guy.
Right.
Or they have this unit that's better than this unit.
Mm-hmm.
It was that should be loud because it's at home and Kirby's done it before.
Yes.
Which both are true.
Yes.
Both are true.
And I think we're better than them.
Okay.
I think we're better.
Well, like specifically where?
I think we're better all-around football team. Now, we don't play like it.
Right.
Let me make sure I phrase that part of it too.
Yeah.
But we don't play like it. you know. But I think Georgia's better than Tennessee. I just don't think Georgia's been more inconsistent than Tennessee. And Tennessee ain't been the most consistent either. But they've been more inconsistent. The most inconsistent team in the top 10 by far is Georgia. Meaning that
they're not in the top 10.
Well, you know what the hell
but
I
you know
mean,
what I mean.
Andy.
Yeah.
You know
what
the hell I
Sorry.
Mean.
Sorry.
You smart ass.
But it's true.
You know what I mean. But I think that, you know, when you look at how this team, if they're right and they play at the top of their ability, they're just as good as anybody. We just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, the consistent part of it.
Well, you have. You have.
No,
a little bit.
No, no. No, no, no.
A little bit. But the only reason you can say that is because you've seen
it. When have we played consistent?
No, you haven't played consistent.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
No, no, no. Yeah, but you've seen them play to the best of their ability briefly.
Yes.
Because if they hadn't done that, then you couldn't even say that.
Right.
Right? Like,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.